Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 422. Racking them up. We're in the book of Luke. I could not get all the way through chapter 11 on the last show. I stopped at the end of verse 51, and this is where Yeshua is taking to task all of these Pharisees and those learned in the Torah, scribes and Pharisees. He's really hitting them hard. So we will begin with verse 52 of chapter 11 of the book of Luke. I suggest strongly that you have writing material so you can take notes, because I'm really using a lot of notes, and you're not going to want to miss any of these. And I'm not going to bother giving my website. Everybody knows it, so the ones that are faithful, pardon me, it's in the wee hours of the morning again. When it's quiet, and I can get right into this. So this is chapter 11, verse 52. Of the book of Luke, and this is Yeshua speaking in this portion. Woe to you, learned in the Torah, because you took away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves. Of course, they were Edomites. They they didn't want any part of the word. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered. In other words, they put stumbling blocks in the way of the congregation hearing the word. Because all that Yeshua was preaching was Torah and kingdom theology. He was not teaching personal salvation. He was teaching kingdom theology about the salvation of the Israelite people, their redemption, which he was going to personally accomplish. So here's a result of that. Verse 53, and as he was saying this to them, that's the scribes and Pharisees, the enemy, okay? The scribes and the Pharisees began to oppose him fiercely and to draw him out on many subjects. Verse 54. Watching him and seeking to catch him in whatever he says, so as to accuse him. They were looking for a reason, which is their nature, to accuse Yeshua the Messiah, so they could set him up to try to kill him later. That's their modus operandi. Okay? And with that verse, that ends chapter 11 of the book of Luke. We're going to go into chapter 12 now. This is verse 1 of chapter 12. And now the notes and such are going to start, so you're going to want to be able to write these down. Verse 1 of chapter 12. Meanwhile, when an innumerable crowd of people had gathered together, so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his taught ones first, those are his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now that's very, very famous. The leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And they were having trouble. They didn't understand that he was talking about the teachings of the Pharisees, not bread. The leaven of the Pharisees. Because they used to leaven bread and it would make it rise. You know, that's yeast, okay? And they didn't get the parable, so they were a little confused. Now, on verse 1, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 6. That's Matthew 16, verse 6. The book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 15. That's Mark 8:15. Now this is verse 2 of chapter 12. And whatever is concealed shall be revealed, and whatever is hidden shall be known. And for verse 2, you can reference the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 22. That's Mark 4:22. And the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. That's Luke 8:17. Verse 3. So, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light. And what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. So whatever you whispered in somebody's ear, it's going to get out. They're going to talk. Ah, coffee. Verses 4 and 5 here, you could reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 4. That's for verses 4 and 5. That's 4th Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 4. And just for verse 4, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 13, verse 14. That's for verse 4 alone, 4th Maccabees 13, verse 14. This is verse 4. But I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that are unable to do any more. In other words, all these Pharisees and all these enemies that we face today that are going around murdering people, all they can do is kill this body. Then it's over. They can't touch you after that. You're gone. You're not in that body anymore. You've left. Verse 5. But I shall show you whom you should fear. Whom you should fear. Okay, that would be Yahweh. Okay. Continuing on, fear the one who, after killing, possesses authority to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him. All right, now, what's Gehenna? Okay. Actually, I got to itch my ear here, pardon me. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's Gey, G-E-Y, which means valley. And then Hinnom is the son of Hinnom. Now, the valley of Hinnom was where they took all the unclean things and all their garbage, and they burned it there. The fires of Gehenna. The fires of the valley of Hinnom. Okay? That's the garbage pit, the dump, where fires were always burning. Okay? That's what Gehenna is. Verse 6. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before Elohim. Verse 7. But even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. In other words, Yahweh knows everything about you. everything. You can't hide anything from him. He knows all your inner secrets. You're talking the supreme deity here. You're not talking some little pagan idol. You're talking supreme deity. Okay? But even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. Do not fear. You are worth more than many sparrows. Okay? And if just a little sparrow is known to Yahweh, who knows everything, how much more a man, okay, a son of Adam? Verse 8, and I say to you, everyone who confesses me before men, in other words, you proclaim him the Messiah, tell him of his works, tell him that he is the Redeemer for Israel. The son of Adam shall also confess him before the messengers of Elohim. He will say yes before the angels of Elohim, the ones that were going to be the avenging angels, and come down here and clean house. He's going to say, yeah, this is one of mine. This is one of mine. Don't hurt him. Okay? And Judgment Day, he's going to say, yep, this one is one of mine. Here's verse 9. And this is tough right here. But he that has denied me before men. In other words, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in any of that nonsense. Shall be denied before the messengers of Elohim. In other words, if you deny that he's Messiah, like so many do. Oh, I don't believe in that religion stuff. That's all fables. Okay. Here's verse 10. And for verse 10, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 32. Matthew 12:32, and the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 29. That's Mark 3:29 for verse 10 here. And everyone who shall speak a word against the Son of Adam, it shall be forgiven him. But to him who has blasphemed against the set-apart spirit, it shall not be forgiven. Okay, make of that what you will. But if you deny the Holy Spirit that's trying to draw you to the Father and to the Christ, often enough it will sear your soul, and the grace is over. You're not going to be forgiven then. Here's verses 11 and verses 12. Verse 11 and 12, you can reference Matthew 10, chapters 10, verses 19 and 20. That's Matthew 10, 19 and 20. Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. Mark 13:11. And Luke chapter 21, verses 14 and 15. That's Luke 21, 14 and 15. This is for verses 11 and 12. Here's verse 11. And when they bring you to the congregations and rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. Verse 12. For the set apart spirit shall teach you in that very hour what you should say. Now that's for those that have the Holy Spirit. And those that just sort of give lip service won't have the Holy Spirit, and they're going to stumble and hem and haw. I was just listening, you know. I don't really follow him. Okay, that they won't have the protection or the wherewithal in their spirit to speak out. So don't worry about what happens if they come and get you, or you are going to be judged. You need to stay firm in the faith. It says, occupy until I return, even unto death. And if they are going to imprison you or do any of this stuff to you because you stand for Christ, that's part of what you're going to have to go through. Nobody said this is going to be easy. Okay? And if you deny him at that point because you're scared, you lose it all. I'm sorry. He who loves his life, in other words, his life in this world, and is concerned about this world, shall lose it. And he who loses his life in my name shall have everlasting life. If you lose all here, they take it away from you, you're going to have eternal life. You'll have to suffer for Christ. You have to take up your stake and follow him. And sometimes that's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard. It's going to cost you. It's not free. You have to stand up and you have to speak out. And that's a tough decision that a lot of people can't make. They will break down at that last moment. And they won't stand firm. They won't go to prison. They won't lose a lawsuit. They're worried about this world. Well, you're only in this world for a little bit. It's a testing ground. Oh, you think because you have a long life, you know, here, oh man, I'll live to be 90. Wow, you know, I'll do it later. No, later doesn't cut it. You got to stand. And Peter slipped and fell, but he was forgiven by Yeshua. Because when he said, oh, I don't know this man. And he wept bitterly. And then he went on and took up his faith again and lived it and was killed. All the disciples were killed. You understand that? The 12, Judas Iscariot killed himself. But the 11 plus the one that they added to replace him, they were all beheaded. Okay? They killed all the disciples. Let that sink in. They didn't just go out and preach. They went out and preached and were killed for what they were preaching. Now that's tough, folks. That's tough. And that's what I'm trying to impart to you, how serious this business is. This is not a hobby. You can't just do it part-time. You can't put it on and take it off like a suit of clothes and present yourself on one day a week as a Christian. It has to be 24/7. All the time. Full time. All the time. Nothing is more important than your walk in Christ in this world, including standing up at your workplace. If you will lose your job over that, you have to stand up for what's morally right and stand up for what Christ taught, even if it costs you. If you will be punished in this world because you stand, you have to stand. And a lot of people he gives example after example in this book of people, well, let me go do this first. Or, pardon me if I don't live it. Well, he said it right here. Everybody that confesses me before men, in verse 8, the son of Adam shall also confess him before the messengers of Elohim. Verse 9, but he that has denied me before men shall be denied before the messengers of Elohim and before the Father. That's pretty doggone plain, folks. You are either for him or you are against him. Which is it? You can't do this part-time. It's not a hobby. And a lot of people, they'll turn away from that. They'll go to the Judeo-Christian churches and they'll do the one day a week thing, and then they go live in the world the rest of the week. Nobody comes to the Father unless he draws him. You know, and if you give it lip service, you'll be numbered among the tares. That's how it is, you know. If you're not willing to take up your stake and follow him, you have nothing. You're not part of the remnant, and the remnant is a small part of the whole. There's lots of Israel, but only a small remnant, and only the remnant is going to make it. Those who will actually do it, not talk it. And then when it gets tough, they back off. Oh, man, and I grieve for them. Verse 13. And someone from the crowd said to him, Teacher, speak to my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Verse 14. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? Verse 15. And he said to them, Mind and beware of greed. Beware of greed. Because one's life does not consist in the excess of his possessions. Stuff worshipers, okay? one's life doesn't consist of the excess of his possessions. He who dies with the most toys wins? Oh, please. Verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the land of a certain rich man yielded well. Verse 17. And he was reasoning within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to store my crops. Verse 18. And he said, I am going to do this. Pull down my storehouses and build greater and store all my crops and my goods there. Verse 19. Then say to myself, life, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, rejoice. And for verse 19, you can reference the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 11, verse 19. Sirach 11, 19. Verse 20, but Elohim said to him, you mindless one, this night your life shall be demanded from you, and who shall own what you have prepared? So he's going to store all this stuff up, and he's going to do this, and he's got all kinds of property, and he's going to die that night. It's going to be over. He's going to stand before the Father in judgment. Verse 21. So is he who is storing up treasure for himself and is not rich toward Elohim. In other words, you don't have treasure in heaven. You've just got stuff here. Wow. Verse 22. And he said to his taught ones, for this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, nor about the body, what you shall put on. Verse 23. The life is more than the food, and the body is more than the clothing. Now, he gives a comparison here. Verse 24. Look at the ravens. For they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor granary, and Elohim feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? Verse 25. And which of you by worrying is able to add one cubit to his lifespan? In other words, you worry about all this stuff, you're not going to extend your life. You're going to be here as long as Yahweh decides to keep you here. And when he decides to take you out, that's it. Verse 26. If then you are unable to do the least, why do you worry about the rest? You need to get yourself right with Yahweh and don't worry about the world, because you're only going to be here a short time. Eternity is a long time, folks. And all this is here is a testing ground. That's it. The decisions you make here determine your future. And if you're going to live for the stuff, then you're going to suffer the fate of the stuff, which is to be bundled and burned. Verse 27 of chapter 12, verse 27. And you can reference 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 4 through 7. That's 1 Kings 10, 4 through 7. And 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. 2 Chronicles 9, 3 through 6. Verse 27. Look at the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And I say to you, even Shlomo in all his esteem was not dressed like one of these. Verse 28. And if Elohim so clothes the grass which today exists in the field, and tomorrow was thrown into the furnace, how much more you, O you of little belief? You of little belief. Okay, you're worried about this world. You're not worried about the world to come. Verse 29. And do not seek what you shall eat or what you shall drink, and do not keep worrying. He's talking to his disciples and also to us. Verse 30. For the nations of the world, that's the heathen nations, seek all these. And your Father knows that you need these. Verse 31. But seek the reign of Elohim, and all these shall be added to you. Verse 32. Do not fear, little flock, because your Father did delight to give you the reign. In other words, you will be one of the administrators in the kingdom. If you are one of his, that's the purpose of Israel. Israel, you shall rule without. Sarah, okay, you shall rule. Verse 33, sell your possessions and give in kindness. Make yourself purses which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief does come near, nor moth destroys. Verse 34, for where your treasure is, there your heart shall be also. In other words, don't worry about your stuff. Help your brethren if they need it. And you'll have riches on the other side. This is only temporary. You need to lay up treasure that's going to last forever. Eternal. Okay. Verse 35. And you can reference Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. Matthew 25, 1 through 13. And Mark chapter 13, verses 34 through 36. Okay? That's Mark chapter 13, verses 34 through 36. That's for verses 35 and 36 here, for both these verses. Verse 35, let your loins be girded. Okay. And your lamps burning. In other words, you be ready, ready to go, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. So you can see where you're going. And be like men waiting for their master when he shall return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they open to him immediately. The master and the bride is Israel. Be ready to be with Yahshua at all times. That's what he's saying right here. Verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, shall find watching. In other words, if you're ready, be prepared at all times. You never know when he's coming. Truly I say to you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to eat, and shall come and serve them. He will give you the food of life. Okay? He'll serve you that. Verse 38, and if he comes in the second watch or in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. That's late at night, late or early in the morning when everybody else is sleeping. Verses 39 and 40. You can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 43 and 44. Matthew 24, verses 43 and 44. Verse 39. And know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief comes, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Verse 40. And you, then, be ready, for the son of Adam is coming at an hour you do not expect. Verse 41. And Kepha said to him, now that's Peter, okay, Master, do you speak this parable to us or also to all? Verse 42. And the master said, who then is the trustworthy and wise manager whom his master shall appoint over his household to give the portion of food in due season? Verse 43. Blessed is that servant whom his master shall find so doing when he comes. In other words, he's not here yet, but we're preaching the gospel. We're sharing it with other people. We're giving out the food of life, the bread of life to other people until he gets here. He's not here yet, but we are trusting that he comes. Who's the trustworthy and wise manager whom his master shall appoint over his household to give the portion of food in due season? We're part of his household. We're part of the kingdom. That's our job. We're to preach the word. Without straying or diverging into false disputations of little worth. Okay. Verse 43. Blessed is that servant whom his master shall find so doing when he comes. Got to keep on doing it till he gets here. Verse 44. Truly I say to you that he shall appoint him over all his possessions. Israel, you will rule as El. We will be the administrators in the kingdom. Okay, verse 45. Here you go. Listen to this. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male servants and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. In other words, live in this world. Don't share the gospel. Verse 46, the master of that servant shall come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour that he does not know. And shall cut him in two and appoint his portion with the unbelievers. In other words, if you just lapse back into the world, you'll be numbered among the tares of unbelief. Here you go, verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's desire and did not prepare, nor did according to his desire, shall be beaten with many stripes. Many stripes. If you know the truth, you've been told the truth, and you still want to live in the world, you're going to get severely punished. Verse 48, but he who did not know yet did what deserved flogging shall be beaten with few. In other words, if you know the truth of Yeshua Messiah and you ignore it, you're going to get more punishment than someone that didn't really know. You get punished worse. What can I say to that? I mean, you know, hey, this is Yeshua speaking, and sometimes it offends. Isn't that a shame? And everyone to whom much is given, from him much shall be demanded, and to him much has been entrusted, from him much more shall be asked. In other words, if you got these gifts, you got to use them. You got to work hard for Yeshua. You got to share that gospel. You can't sit on it. Verse 49. Now pay attention. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled to burn up these tares. Okay. Verse 50. And for verse 50, you can reference Mark chapter 10, verse 38. Mark 10, 38, verse 50. But I have an immersion to be immersed with. In other words, that baptism of death and resurrection. And how distressed I am until it is accomplished. In other words, he knew what was coming, and he's in the body of a man, and he's going to have to suffer for our sins. And he's subject to emotions and things like we are, because it wouldn't be of any effect if he weren't subject to that pain, to take it for us. It would have no value if he just, you know, sloughed it off. Okay. Verse 51. Do you think that I came to give peace on earth? I say to you, no, but rather division. It's going to separate the wheat from the tares. Including families. Listen to this. Verse 52, for from now on five in one house shall be divided, three against two and two against three. Verse 53, and you can reference Micah chapter 7, verse 6. Micah 7, verse 6 for verse 53. Father shall be divided against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. How many people have family members that don't want to hear about real Christianity? How many of you Christian identity people out there have had your family reject you? How many? How many have lost friends? How many have lost jobs? How many of you have been beaten up? How many have been killed over true Christianity, not this churchianity, real Christianity, living it? How many have paid a price, okay? How many? Lots and lots and lots and lots, and more to come. You know, people kill the government, and private killers kill us for doing this. Okay? If it's not for Yahweh's protection, we'd go down. How much is EFR hacked? Because we preach Christian identity. Stand up in public in front of crowds and proclaim it, that Yeshua is Messiah for Israel, real Israel, not the bandit state over in the Mideast. Real Israel. Verse 54. And he also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a storm is coming. And so it is. Verse 55. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there shall be hot weather. And it is. That comes right out of the desert. Verse 56. Hypocrites! You know how to discern the face of the heaven and of the earth. But how is it that you do not discern this time? You can tell the weather, but you can't see the coming of the kingdom, is what he's saying. Verse 57, and why also do you not judge for yourselves what is right? In other words, you know how to do right. Or not. If you're not of Yahweh, if you're one of the tares, you don't know right from wrong. You just know your nature. So, whatever. Verse 58. For as you go with your opponent to a ruler, in other words, if you're going to court, Try hard along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. In other words, settle your differences out of court, if possible. Try to get along. Follow the teachings in the scriptures. Don't just go with your own nature or your own greed or me first. Do what's right, okay? Verse 59, and this will end chapter 12. I say to you, you shall certainly not leave there until you have paid even the last mite. M-I-T-E. Now, mite is the tiniest portion of money. The littlest piece. And that ends chapter 12. Did just the last couple of verses in 11 and then all of chapter 12. And that has taken the whole show, because it's that important that we give all the notes and we don't worry about time, okay? If it takes more than one show, then it does. This information and this teaching is that important. Well, that's it for today. I'll get into chapter 13 on the next show. It's been good today. There's a lot of notes and a lot of good stuff here. So I will catch you on the next one. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you the next time. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.